Hello and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Wednesday, the 28th of December. The Vatican has condemned a series of bomb attacks on churches in Nigeria, which destroyed a Catholic church and killed around 40 people. The Islamist Boko Haram sect, which is linked to Al-Qaeda and has previously targeted Christians and churches, has claimed responsibility for the Christmas Day attacks. A blast outside a Catholic church near the capital of Abuja claimed 35 lives, while a policeman died in the city of Jos and four people were killed in Damaturu, the BBC has reported. The Vatican said that attacking a church was blind hatred, seeking to arouse and feed even more hatred and confusion. Next year, Christmas will be a civic holiday in Kirkuk. The governor of Kirkuk in Iraq, Najim al-Din Umar Karim, made his decision public while expressing his best wishes to Chaldean Bishop Louis Sacco and local Christians attending Christmas Mass in the city's cathedral. He also said he would urge the national government to make Christmas a national holiday for all Iraqis. The rich city of Kirkuk has been the scene of violence, often against Christians. Despite that, the city's archbishop told Asian News that about 2,000 people took part in Christmas Mass, held during daytime for security reasons. A nativity scene in the form of a Bedouin tent was set up at the entrance of the church to symbolize the coming of Jesus to Iraq. In a sign of the desire for coexistence, all secular authorities and Muslim religious leaders came to the cathedral to express their best wishes for Christmas. Addressing the people present at the ceremony, the governor of Kirkuk praised the mission of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. He urged the 600,000 Christians who have fled the country to come back to Iraq. And the Vatican's nativity scene this year is as beautiful as ever. Rome Reports has been there and published this description.
From Christmas Eve until February 2nd, this nativity scene will dominate St. Peter's Square. Although the statues are almost always the same, the setting changes every year. This scene reflects the architecture of Palestine 2,000 years ago. What distinguishes it from other years is that the creators have made its dedication to the Virgin Mary. This means along with the birth of Jesus, they have added the scene of the Annunciation of the Angel and the visitation of Mary to her cousin Elizabeth. This nativity will not be the same after a few days, when the figures will change position on January 5th for the approaching Feast of the Magi. The figures come from a nativity prepared by St. Vincent Pallotti in 1842, but the tradition of the nativity has only been around the Vatican for a short time. The first nativity scene in St. Peter's Square came from the idea of John Paul II in 1982.
And that's today's Catholic News. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.